Are you curious about bodies, pleasure, and possibilities? And what about curious about what others are up to on the planet when it comes to pleasure, sex, and play? Have you considered what pleasure can do for your life, your body, and your bank account? Do you know something magical, delightful, and out of this world orgasmic is not only possible for you, but totally available to you? If you're ready to be the magical, sexual, sexy beast you know you can be, and you just need the tools to get there, you're in the right place. Now, here is the host of The Pleasure Zone, sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, and holistic health practitioner, Milica Jelinic.
Welcome, my sweet pleasure seekers. The other day, I was thinking about, some topics for The Pleasure Zone, and then I realized that I haven't really done like an entire series dedicated to men and maybe like what men are going through. And I can't speak on behalf of men. I'm not a man, but I've talked to enough men and I have enough men who come to me as clients who experience a lot of things like rejection. So I felt like this would be a really good topic to talk about. I'm also doing, there's probably going to be about four or five shows in this series dedicated to men. And we do have another one lined up for next week as well that will be dedicated to men. But this one in particular is to know more about like why women reject you, whether you've been in a long-term relationship with somebody or whether you just started dating and you're wondering why are you being rejected, especially when it comes to sex. And we're going to find out about the truth about desire today. What is it that really makes you desirable as a person? And so these are the information in this episode is like a collaborative amount of information coming from different resources and books and things. So, just to know that this is not just from like one author that I draw from this. I will probably mention the authors as we go through some things. And a lot of it too is just from observation. And just, I think most people can see this maybe, I think. Most people can see some of these behaviors and probably identify that would be a reason for rejection. And I have to say that many men complain about their wives rejecting them. And as a result, they often feel pretty discouraged from asking their wives for sex. They will sometimes withdraw completely, sometimes for decades. And then it becomes a sexless marriage. So we know that as we talk about on this show, we talk about consent and curiosity and communication a lot. So guess what? Those are going to be some of the top three things we talk about, but we will talk about specifics. One of the reasons that I love talking about all of this stuff is because I found that through my practice as a holistic health practitioner, that I had people coming to me with all kinds of health considerations going on. And most of the time, what was going on at the very heart of it, somebody could have a lot of pain going on in their body, but what was going on at the heart of it was usually something to do with their most primary relationship. So a primary relationship could be the relationship that you have with God. It could be the primary relationship, could be the one you have with a parent, could be the one that you have with a child. It could be the one that you have with your lover, could be the one you have with yourself. But generally, the issues came down to things going on in relationships that were not working. And there is actually a lot of work out in the world that has even scientific backing to show how emotions can create different things going on in the body. We can simplify it to, let's look at things like anxiety and how that throws the body into fight or flight. And what we know now about the polyvagal response is that if you go into fight or flight due to something like anxiety, you will have increased heart rate, you'll have changes to your metabolism, your sleep patterns will change. There's a whole bunch of things that change. Even your breathing will probably be shallow. So we don't have to look too deeply to know that if you're going through all of that, that that's going to impact the way that you have relationships with people. And also that means it's going to impact, especially the relationships where there might be intimacy involved, it's going to impact the level of intimacy you're having. So as I started to work with people, the more I studied, the more I learned, the more I understood that ultimately, the more we can get ourselves in check, the more we can have our nervous systems regulated, the better we are at connecting. And then as a result, the better we are at having more meaningful sex. So it was interesting. I actually talked to a woman the other day who said, she's like, I thought I knew what orgasms were until I actually had somebody who was present with me. I'm like, right? Isn't that like the biggest game changer of all time? And she was like, I can't believe I was like 50 when I found that out. I'm like, that's freaking awesome. So, that's the thing that you talk out loud about in a busy restaurant, with the whole town there. But it's really, I think it's really important for people to know the importance of presence. And when we do talk about some of the reasons for rejection, presence is one of them. So this isn't just about men being rejected. We're going to talk about more like polarity in relationships. So there's usually an energy of somebody who's more like the leader role and somebody who more takes on the non-dominant role. So there's usually that kind of polarizing energy, and polarizing energies can actually create a lot of great sexual dynamic. You can have a lot of equality or equity in the relationship in other ways, and at the same time, a little bit of polarity makes for what it can do is actually it can make for more interest, right? So if you happen to be somebody who's incredibly anxious, but your partner is incredibly calm and grounding, then that polarity for you can help bring you into your body. So, and vice versa, for the person who's really highly grounded, somebody who's a little bit more anxious or excited can bring an energy that's more elevated in a different way. So those polarizing energies can really add to relationships. And as much as we can try to not be polarized, the truth of the matter is we are. We still live in a planet that's filled with polarity. And so if we can look at it as how do we use this to our advantage, then we can look at relationships and look at our own relationships and see where is there the dynamic of polarity that's working. Sometimes those extremes can lead to huge arguments because there's no space for actually hearing the other person out or having any kind of understandings. So it could lead to huge arguments if there is a massive contrast, but a little polarity can be really it can be really sexy. It can actually turn on the drive. So that was actually found to be true in a number of studies as well, that even in relationships that are not, so if we're talking about why women reject men, this can also be true to relationships like why do men reject men? Why do women reject women? It has more to do with the polarizing energies in a relationship. And those that come, that all relationship dynamics usually have one person that has a little bit more yang to them and somebody who has a little bit more yin to them. And those ones work well. So it's kind of funny because I've had a lot of people think that I was the more yang in the relationship. And I think even sometimes my husband thinks that I'm the more yang in the relationship, but I'm actually not. But yeah, it's kind of funny. So I think it's in either The Erotic Mind by Jack Moran, or it was in The Way of the Superior Man by David Deida, that they talk about polarizing, like the polarity in relationship and how that can be a dynamic that's a saving grace in relationships and be really helpful and making them work. And part of that creates a connection to feeling safe. So if you're in a relationship where you don't feel safe and you're with somebody who's equally as anxious as you are, or they're an abuser, then you're not going to feel safe at all, right? So if they're equally as anxious as you or they're abusive and you're feeling anxious, you are not going to have the chance to feel calm. You're not going to have the chance to be able to calm your nervous system to feel connected. So that desire for sex won't exist. You know, you might be doing it out of obligation, and obligation sex is, as we know, it sucks. And also, you know, if you're having sex from a place of beyond obligation where it's been forced, then we know that that's illegal. So abuse comes in many different ways for sure. I actually recently just saw a video on, I think it was on Instagram today. And that was super poignant in that it was a therapist talking about how abuse is not something that you can actually deal with with your partner in therapy, because abuse is not something that is, how did she word it? She said it was not like an abuse is abuse and it's an abuser issue. So it's not something that you can actually change in therapy. And oftentimes trying to do therapy with somebody who's an abuser is not going to be effective. I thought it was fascinating. Her take on it was like very true, because the abuser that I was with was, you know, ironically always trying to get help, but at the same time, not really. He just wanted to be justified and be told that he's right. And then when that didn't happen, off to the next person who would not necessarily agree with them either. So, you know, that's not helpful, is it? Right. So you end up in the abuse cycle still. So that polarity can go extreme, but you do need a little bit of it. You don't need the abuse perspective of it. So the, you know, between having like, if there's an abuser and a victim, that is also a polarity, but that's not a functional polarity. So a functional polarity is having somebody who knows how to step in on certain things and take more charge, right? So we say more of like the yang personality, and the yin personality knows how to do other things. So some people talk about it as embracing the masculine, embracing the feminine. And these concepts go way back to like Taoist beliefs, to Buddhism, with, you know, if you've probably seen the yin yang, right? So in every part of the white, there's a little bit of the black in the yin yang symbol, and every part of the black part, there's a little bit of white, right? So they actually are highly balanced, and it is a symbol of balance. So we need both of those things to coexist in order to have a balanced relationship as well. And there's value in having both of that. And you actually start to feel more like equals when you have that, where you feel that you're seen, heard, and acknowledged. And one of the reasons for rejection, one of the reasons that women do reject men, is that there is a lack of emotional connection. So I kind of tapped into this a bit, but most women need to feel emotionally safe. They need to feel seen. They need to feel connected before their body can even remotely feel sexy. So one of the things that can be done to deepen emotional intimacy even before seeking physical intimacy is to practice the simplest thing going, yet sometimes the most intense and difficult thing going, is practice presence. Practice presence, practice active listening, and practice non-sexual affection. So we've talked about the non-sexual affection many times. It was actually a practice that was sort of put public by Masters and Johnson back in the day. And they realized that sometimes if you just take orgasm off the table, it can actually lead to more pleasure. So they, you know, they researched with themselves and each other and a whole bunch of people, and they had some pretty interesting research that came out of their work. They also had some research that I don't agree with as well, but I think they later debunked some of that stuff that they did in the 70s. All right, so other reasons, there are so many reasons why women might say no or reject men. We will talk about them all. Things like feeling pressured. There's nothing yuckier than feeling pressured. Like, you have to fulfill what the guy is asking for, as if sex is like the end all be all, and the woman herself doesn't matter. So if you feel like you don't matter, what are your chances that you're going to want to have sex with somebody? Unless you're kind of into being degraded, if you are, then that's consensual non-consent, rejection, and degradation. That's different. But if you aren't into that as a kink, then what you would actually be experiencing is sort of a form of abuse when you're just being used and it's all for somebody's pleasure. We're going to head to our first commercial break. You're listening to The Pleasure Zone here on Inspired Choices Network. I'm your host, Mielica Jelinic, and we'll be right back after this commercial.
Are you secretly a voyeur, wondering what's going on in other people's sex lives? What if now is the time for a totally different sexual evolution? Are you interested in people who are pioneers of different sexual and pleasurable practices? Lean in now with Mielica Jelinic, where she will entice you and your body to know your own pleasure zone. On The Pleasure Zone radio show, with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Mielica Jelinic, you'll receive tools, inspiration, and a foundation to allow yourself to receive more in your sex life, and quite possibly, other areas of your life as well. Listen for The Pleasure Zone with Mielica every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific Time on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is The Pleasure Zone with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Mielica Jelinic. To participate in the program today, join our live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email, info@MielicaJelinic.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, my sweet pleasure seekers. I'm your host, Mielica Jelinic, and you are listening to The Pleasure Zone. If you're listening on live tonight, you might be listening on Inspired Choices Network, and you might be listening via our app. And if you haven't got the app yet, go download the Inspired Choices Network app, because you can, because it's free. And then, you know, you can just have it there all the time. Hang out with me. So we were talking about reasons why women reject men. The title says specifically why women reject men. You know what, guys? It's to pull you in, but it also refers to that polarity in relationship where you might feel rejected by someone. You could be in any kind of LGBTQ relationship. This isn't just about heteronormative relationships. This is about rejection and why rejection might take place. A lot of times, though, we do find that rejection is from what we would call the partner who's the receiver to the partner who's the giver. So the partner who's supposed to be receiving the attention is the one that's rejecting the one that is giving or asking for it. So a lot of times in heterosexual relationships, that's the male asking the female. We're going to go with the biological terminology on that, for the good times, right? So feeling objectified or pressured is one of the reasons. So talked about that briefly before break. So one of the things with, you know, feeling objectified, if you feel like somebody only wants you for sex and they don't even know who you are and they don't even know anything about you and they don't really even know what you desire, they're just, you know, oh, you're so hot, I want you. I'm really glad I hardly ever get that anymore. I used to get that a lot when I first started this show, but maybe now that I'm 50, those people have dropped off, or also maybe now that I'm really clear that that's not going to happen, and they can't afford me anyway, that's not going to happen. So the desire to just have, you know, just objectify somebody is, I suppose it comes from somewhere of needing to be in control. So if you want to objectify people, maybe you felt rejected a lot in your life. Maybe there's something going on. If you find that you've been pressuring women into sex with you, if you're okay with that, I still think you need to put yourself into check, because if you're okay with pressuring women into sex, you know, I would say that you verge on the level of being a rapist, just saying. So if you feel like you don't have to pressure women into sex, but they still reject you, and you're objectifying them because all you're doing is talking to them about how great their tits and ass are, and how much you want to dive deep into their muff or something, then, you know, they might be like, wow, dude, that so doesn't work for me. You might find some women who are totally into that. You might. And for the women who are into it, I hope you're empowered by it. I hope you're not just choosing it because you feel like that's your value. But if you're into it, truly into it, and you're like empowered by that kind of play, that is a very different thing than saying yes to it. Saying yes to somebody who objectifies you because you somehow feel like that makes you valuable. It doesn't make you valuable. You have to feel valuable first. And then if you're being objectified and choose into that, then you're empowered. Does that make sense? I hope that makes sense. It makes sense in my head. So one of the things I would say to stop doing is stop pressuring and stop having the goal of we must achieve, we must hit orgasm, and it must be in a certain way, and it must be, you know, in the way that is derived in the person who's asking for its head, and it has to be a certain scenario in a certain way. That's not how it works. Open the doors to communication. So instead of focusing on sex itself, open up to curiosity. Get rid of the goal of I must insert penis into vagina, or I must penetrate this body somehow, or I must somehow deliver pleasure, whether this person is asking for it or not. Even though if they're not asking for it, they're probably not going to have pleasure delivered, just saying. So we want to be able to get to the place where curiosity is more important, appreciation of the other person is more important, appreciation of yourself is important, and also flipping it out of the whole sex being the target to really enjoying the presence of the person and the essence of the person. So get to know who the person is and then compliment that person on who they are, and notice different things about the person, whether it's like impressed by their abilities or their mind, their way of thinking. Compliment that stuff is the important, that stuff is the good stuff. That's where relationships can grow. And slow down. Like, you don't have to try and pull off some kind of world record of giving an orgasm in like 35 seconds. Slow down. You know, if you actually would like to enjoy this, slow down. If you went to have, okay, you went to a 5-star Michelin restaurant, Michelin star, I don't know how those ratings go. We're going to say a Michelin restaurant. And you sat down, and they put all the food in front of you at once, which they wouldn't do, but let's just say they did. And you sat there and you scarfed it down in less than 5 minutes. Would you not think, what a waste of that experience I just had? I could have sat, I could have enjoyed, I could have savored, I could have done all the things that this Michelin star chef actually set out to do, which was create an experience to, you know, to invoke a whole bunch of sensations, to awaken all these senses. So if you can kind of interpret having a really great sexual experience with like sitting down and having a fantastic, say, you know, $1,000 meal at a Michelin star restaurant. You know, for most people, they will never experience that kind of luxury. And for those who will, it's like, what an opportunity. Because even if you have the money, you can't always get into those. Consider yourself freaking lucky that you get to be there. And if you don't have that feeling with your partner that you are so stinking lucky to be with them, then maybe you're not with the right person. If you don't wake up and think, damn, I am so lucky to have this person in my life. And if you can do that, even like 12 years later, picking that number for a reason. But if you can do that for that many years later, count your lucky stars, because that doesn't happen very often. Usually there's a dwindle. People, you know, talk about the 7-year itch or whatever, or there's that whatever itch that happens. If you can have full and deep appreciation for your partner that many years on a daily basis, and you can slow down and enjoy each other, you are onto something. You are onto something that will not have you rejected. In having somebody like sit down and enjoy my body like I'm a 5-course meal that deserves to be savored, I will choose that repeatedly over somebody who thinks I'm a drive-through meal who just needs to be eaten fast and in the car. I hope you like that analogy. So, one of the other reasons for rejection is that there might have been an ongoing fight that hasn't been resolved. Maybe there's been conflict. Maybe there's been emotional distance where nothing has been resolved. Lack of communication will certainly create that. If it's just like, I'm choosing to be giving the silent treatment. My husband tried that on me once. That was before we got married. And my refusal to play that game, I think, is what had him actually propose to me. Because after I refused to play that game, 2 weeks later, there was a ring on my finger. So, you know, that polarity helps too, right? So it's like, you want to play that game? I don't. I'm creating a boundary here. And those boundaries are helpful too. They create more of a safe place so that you know what the limits are and you know exactly what you can and can't do, what's acceptable and what's not. And you know that that person honors themselves and will be honoring you too. Because if they honor themselves, they're going to honor you too, usually, unless they are just arrogant. And then that's a whole other ball game. So unresolved conflict definitely leads to lack of trust. It can lead to disrupted harmony in so many different areas. So it can lead to disruption in emotional harmony. It can even lead to disruption in financial harmony if you're with somebody who's like a shopaholic who uses shopping to try and fill the void. If there's a void because nothing's been resolved, then they start to just shop, right? Or if you're with somebody and nothing's been resolved and they, or you thought something was right, and they just go for the alcohol or the drugs or the whatever the addiction happens to be, because there's unresolved stuff and there's unresolved trauma. Unresolved trauma leads to addiction. That's I don't know if I've ever shown the chart on here, but it is true. It disrupts your soul and it just creates a lot of issues. So yeah, I'll say it disrupts your soul. I'm controversial. I say we have a soul. So when we have that disharmony, then that also throws your whole nervous system off, and that just makes it so that you're in fight or flight then, and your body can't calm down in order to connect, in order to be rational. You're an emotional brain. Emotional brain is different than rational brain, and it takes somebody with the ability to switch that over to be in a relationship with somebody who can be rational so that you can also move into the rational at times. And emotion is fantastic and invaluable too, but sometimes the emotional can lead to unnecessary arguments. So being able to get into both sets parts of your brain, be in the emotional, be in the rational when those are required. Sometimes it flips, right? And then that's when messes happen. You're in the emotional when you should be in the rational, and you're in the rational when you should be in the emotional. And then people think you don't care and all that jazz. So learning how to navigate those things, and if you need help with that sort of stuff, that's one of the things I love working with. So you can always connect with me through my website, MilicaJelenic.com, and there's booking links on there. And my whole website just recently got updated, so go check that out. And yeah, there's lots of things getting posted on there on a regular basis, so you're going to find lots of new things on there. So yeah, we're only on like number three of reasons why rejection might happen. I have a whole list of these. Like, there's so many reasons why somebody might reject you. So we will talk about more of that when we come back from this commercial break. You're listening to The Pleasure Zone here on Inspired Choices Network, and I'm your host, Milica Jelenic. We'll be right back.
Are you secretly a voyeur, wondering what's going on in other people's sex lives? What if now is the time for a totally different sexual evolution? Are you interested in people who are pioneers of different sexual and pleasurable practices? Lean in now with Milica Jelenic, where she will entice you and your body to know your own pleasure zone. On the Pleasure Zone radio show with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelenic, you'll receive tools, inspiration, and a foundation to allow yourself to receive more in your sex life, and quite possibly other areas of your life as well. Listen for The Pleasure Zone with Milica every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific Time on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is The Pleasure Zone with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelenic. To participate in the program today, join our live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email, info@MilicaJelenic.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, my sweet pleasure seekers. Tonight, we're talking about why women reject men. And it's not just about women rejecting men. It's really about the polarity in relationship of why one person rejects another person. But all, as we know, guys, catchy titles catch you guys to listen. And hopefully this episode will help more people than just the ones that might seem like this is targeting. So why women reject you? Why? Oh, I didn't actually write men. That's interesting. Okay. In my brain, I was going to write why women reject men. And somehow when I sent in the title, I wrote reject you. So yes, I was already going broader on that. And there you go. And we talked about a few reasons already, but one of the other reasons is something that seems so obvious, but also at the same time is so often overlooked, which is that women will often reject you, especially for sex, because they're freaking tired. Exhaustion and overwhelm is a huge reason. Stress. If you are dealing with a massive stress in your life, maybe there's financial stress, maybe there's burdens, like maybe you have, aging parents that, you know, you're just trying to look after, or you've got kids and lots of things to deal with your kids, especially if you have high needs kids, that is really time consuming. Maybe you have a sick animal. Maybe you yourself have health issues. That's also a stress. All of those things can create so much of a burden. And a lot of times women are, there's actually research done on this as well. I don't remember where I found this research. So I'm just letting you know, if you want to go look for the research on this, go ahead. I didn't write notes on this, but I do know that It has been seen, it has been kind of researched that women do tend to hold on to more stress. They're also regarded as being able to deal with more stress. So sometimes just having somebody around who can help pull those stresses away without having to be told what to do, because women are also really freaking tired of being the mummy in the relationship. There's nothing less sexy than being with a man who needs to be told that there's a stack of laundry that needs to be folded, or there's, you know, garbage to be put out. Like, just look around your house, be a grown up, and do what needs to be done. So I, again, ever so grateful that I actually have a husband that is not a little boy that needs to be told when to do chores. It's silly. So if you are with somebody who needs to be reminded constantly, and then they wonder why you don't want to have sex with them, pass them over this episode, direct them to this third segment and say, listen to this. I'll listen to the whole thing, but listen to why I do choose not to have sex with you. I probably could. It might even help my stress levels, but I don't want to. Why? Because you're not doing anything here to help me. You're not contributing. So now I'm doing 10 times the work and you're doing squat and you're sitting there. Most of the time it's dudes who are playing video games or watching sports or some shit like that. That's completely, well, I had a stressful day at work. Meanwhile, so did the wife. But now she's coming home and doing her second job called looking after your ass. And there's nothing less freaking sexy than a lazy ass dude who sits around and does freaking squat and will play his video games. Why? Because I know that. I was with one. Plays fucking video games while he gets drunk. And then, oh, I don't know how to do. I don't want to do that. That's what was the word for that? That's like the Mexican guy named Manuel Labor. That was actual quote from a dumbass I dated. He refused to do manual labor because he was too good for that. But he also didn't have enough money to pay for people to do the manual labor. So whatever. That is one of the least sexy things that you can do. If you want to turn a woman off fast, become a lazy ass. It's if women had penises, which in a way we kind of we have a clitoris, but if you want to just have like limp dick for the rest of your life, just hang out with a man who's going to do absolutely nothing and then whine about it and act like a three-year-old. So not sexy. A fantastic reason to say no to the guy. Ladies, if you've been saying no to idiots like this, good for you. Keep doing it and walk away. He's not going to change. If he hasn't changed yet, even if you've only been with him for 5 months, he's not going to change. You literally can't train that out of people because they have been trained for so long that it's okay to be that way because probably somebody did everything for them. Oh my, that is not a favor to you. Especially in those relationships. You know, some people are really into the trad relationships and somebody is staying home all the time and that is their job. That's different. But even in trad relationships, like my grandparents had a trad, my grandma was a trad wife. So if you're wondering what trad is, traditional. My grandma was a traditional wife. My grandpa was a doctor. My grandfather paid my grandmother to be a traditional wife. She got payment. She got a paycheck from my grandpa to stay at home and do all the labor that she did as a housewife. Now, my grandpa was way ahead of his time. And what a free thinker and like, what an amazing dude. And I think he's like one of the finest examples. He was a doctor and he would even come home and help do dishes. He would help do all kinds of things, cut the grass. And he still was a doctor. He set the bar pretty high in relationships for me. So I think most of my life, I looked for somebody who is pretty close to being my grandpa, and I pretty much found that, including the part where he withdraws to read for really long periods of times, which my grandpa did too. He needed his quiet time. And then, you know, there was other people who set the bar really low. So I was like, trying to always figure out, like, what did I kind of like deserve? What could I get? But when I realized that there were actually more dudes in the world that were like my grandpa, that are these like amazing dudes who contribute to their wives and then honor them and actually pay them for being trad wives, those are the kind of dudes that if you want those kind of relationships, then you better be paying your wife too. So my grandma had her own bank account with her own money, and then they had a shared bank account, and my grandpa had his own money. That's how they worked it. So yeah, I like to use them as a fine example of how things can work. They had their fights, and sometimes my grandmother would give my grandpa the silent treatment for ages for different things. And then they would work it out. So, yeah, eventually, my grandpa lived to be nearly 95. He was like 3 months away from being 95, and my grandmother lived to her 80s, and they were together from the time they were 17. So, there's that. Anyhow, let's move on. Think that stress, exhaustion, overwhelm should be, hopefully, really obvious reasons why women will reject men. And there's also trauma, which is a big conversation, which we talk about a lot on this show, especially past traumas, or negative sexual experiences in general that have you kind of like feel ugh about lots of different touch. And it can create Unhealed trauma can create a lot of emotional blocks, especially to pleasure. And oftentimes that will also have you feel incredibly sexually vulnerable in ways that make you want to say no rather than say yes. Not the kind of vulnerability that has you open your legs, it's the kind of vulnerability that has you want to put on a chastity belt. And also, so much fear as well. And it takes a while to move it out of your body, move it out of your mind, move it so that you can bring your voice back, so that you can reclaim yourself. It can take a while, but you can also sometimes dynamically change it with a lot of intensive healing. I just recently been working with a woman who I have seen some like phenomenal shifts in her in like 2 months after living in highly abusive relationships and having all kinds of sexual abuse in her life. It's kind of amazing to see massive transformations in people. So, yeah, that's something. If you do need assistance with, you can always connect with me for that too. Also, just a reminder, if you happen to be on Apple Podcasts, you can go over and give me a 5-star review, please. Yes. So go look for the Pleasure Zone on Apple Podcasts and go on there. You can give me a little 5-star review. I totally appreciate that. Making a comment is even better. It's like, hey, I listened to the episode on why men reject women. I found it so helpful, or whatever episode you happen to be listening to at the time. I really hope that the episodes give you information, insight, and that's my personal stories. Maybe they help you too. That's how I operate best from is telling you guys things from my own life and what I did to help me, because I don't really know how else to explain that. Because if I haven't lived it, I don't really know how else to tell you that it works. So that's how I operate. It's how I operate in my practice too. Like if I've recommended something, it's 99% of the time I've tried it, or I know somebody who has and it's worked. So, all right. We talked a little bit about the lack of polarity of attraction. We also talked about poor communication, which is across the board, right? Poor communication is what leads to the person getting lazy, and then the overwhelm, the exhaustion that happens because the communication isn't there to say, hey, this is not all on me. This needs to be done, and I don't need to be telling you that this needs to be done. You're not doing your wife a favor by taking out the garbage. You're doing the job that's required. So maybe you don't want to take out the garbage, but she does, but you can go clean the toilet. There's lots to be done in a home. There's lots to be done. Even if you have a small home, we don't have a massive home. There's always stuff to be done inside and out. So nobody needs to tell anybody what needs to be done, unless sometimes it's like you can't do the chore that you normally do and you need to pass it on and be like, you know, normally I do this, but I have to go today and this has to be done at this cycle. So sometimes things like watering plants or whatever. So you need to tell your partner about the things you do, because sometimes there are things that you don't even realize they're doing. So communication is huge. And communicating about sex itself, if you can't talk about sex, then it's really sometimes tricky to have it. You don't have to use like all the vulgar, crazy words. Like, I will use those because I just think they're useful and people can hear them. And sometimes just saying them, I don't always use them on this show because censors and things, but every once in a while I'll throw in a couple just to see if we can get it by the sensors. But being able to communicate about your desires and what your boundaries are. So you can head over to my website and just get a free yes, no's, maybes list. That really helps to figure out what you do and don't like. And if you have a hard time verbally communicating, this will just get you to kind of go through some ideas. They're very vanilla. So as in, they're not like naughty. It's not a super naughty list of ideas, although I do have one and I will get up on the site at some point. I have a lot of resources that I haven't gotten up on the site yet, but they will be getting there over the next year. And the other thing coming over the next year is my book. Yes, I have a book coming out. But guys, we have to head to our last commercial break. I know, I just thought I'd throw that at you. So you are listening to The Pleasure Zone here on Inspired Choices Network. I'm your host, Mielica Jelinich, and we'll be right back after this commercial.
Are you secretly a voyeur, wondering what's going on in other people's sex lives? What if now is the time for a totally different sexual evolution? Are you interested in people who are pioneers of different sexual and pleasurable practices? Lean in now with Mielica Jelinich, where she will entice you and your body to know your own pleasure zone. On the Pleasure Zone radio show with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Mielica Jelinich, you'll receive tools, inspiration, and a foundation to allow yourself to receive more in your sex life, and quite possibly other areas of your life as well. Listen for The Pleasure Zone with Mielica every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific Time on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. This is The Pleasure Zone with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Mielica Jelinich. To participate in the program today, join our live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email, info@MielicaJelinich.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, my sweet pleasure seekers. Tonight, we have been talking all about why women reject men. But in general, it's like, why in relationships? Why is it the person who is on the receiving end likely to reject the person on the giving end? And there's, I'm going to politely put it that way, right? So lots of reasons for it that we've talked about already. One of the ones we haven't tapped into yet is the, you know, one of the reasons why somebody might reject sex is because it's same old, same old. And they're like, the routine gets boring. It gets dull. It's not interesting anymore. So changing it up. And sometimes having routine of a day just so that you know, are fitting in sex, for some people that's helpful because their life is so chaotic that they need to do that in order to guarantee that they're making time for their partner. That can happen. But that doesn't mean that like every time that you have set aside that it has to be the same old, same old. It doesn't also have to be in the same location. You can throw in so many ideas with that. Guys, there's over 500 shows of The Pleasure Zone that you can go and listen to. And so many of them are ideas that will bring up new thoughts for you, like different things you can play with, whether it's just starting into kink, beginner kink lessons, beginner tantra stuff, beginner beginners, like just tapping into new ideas and even just new positions, or bringing in toys and bringing in tasty things that you can eat off of each other's bodies. Bring in some fun, because the predictability can be incredibly boring. So, and eventually it's just like, meh, meh, who cares? Why bother? Same old, same old. We know what that was like. Well, let's open it up. So you need to bring in play. You need to bring in some creativity. And if one of you happens to be more creative than the other, then take the lead on that and be creative and bring those ideas up. One of the things that I suggest, again, get my yes, no's, maybes list. That can help bring in some ideas. And you can literally take, so on that list, there's like locations, different things to do, and a bunch of other, I don't know, I made this thing like 10 years ago. There's a lot of different things going on that yes, no's, maybes list. You can add to it. You can put things into, you know, three little jars, like different, you know, positions. You know, you each name five positions, put them in a jar. You each name five locations, put them in a jar. And then you each name different things like food, toys, whatever kinky fun things that you could throw in there, blindfolds, all that kind of stuff goes in the other jar. And just pick one from each. Make it really playful. It's, you know, far cheaper than going out and buying sex games for like roll of dice for like $20. You just do that for free. It's free. You just put it in a jar you've already got, and it becomes your sex jars. Put it back in, because you know what? The permutations and combination, I'm saying it like my dad would say it, combination, they're endless. So enjoy that and have a lot of fun with it. One of the other reasons why women reject men is because the values are off. So sometimes there's incompatibility when it comes to spirituality or lifestyle. Like if you happen to be somebody who never works out and she's somebody who loves to work out, that would be a lifestyle thing. Or you love to eat out all the time and she likes to eat at home, that's another lifestyle thing. There can be spiritual things that misalign, where if you don't believe in God, or you highly believe in God, but you believe in the biblical version of it, and you're very like super dedicated to scriptures, where she's more spiritual and just believes in something bigger, that can be conflicting, and that can often lead to incompatibility. It's a mismatch. So having similar values is really helpful, because that can often be a grounding point, something that you can come back to and something that you can discuss. That if you have that commonality, it's something you can not only discuss, but it can also create a lot of freedom for you, because you can utilize that as conversation starting points. You can use it as even when it comes to intimacy, to help guide you. If, you know, if you have certain beliefs and certain customs in your belief system, then you can use that to help guide you into new fun, playful ideas. So definitely exploring things that will create a deeper connection is so helpful. Learning more about the person, about the truth of who they are, and always being willing to learn more about your partner. Because if you've been with somebody for more than a few months, hopefully they've grown and changed somewhat, and you're observing that change, and you're also maybe changing. So now it's a good time to, maybe they're observing you too. Maybe now's a good time to get to know each other again. Go on a date. Find out what they're interested in. Maybe there's things they're interested in that you haven't even had time to talk about. So remember to make the time for those scenarios as well. So instead of trying to convince a woman to have sex with you, instead of doing that, just focus on creating a safe space. Be curious. Ask her what she would like, and actually choose to create your own pleasure zone. Whether it's in your space, where you create a super sexy space for each other, or whether it's just in your minds, where you can create fantasy together, whatever it happens to be, being able to have a relationship that isn't solely based on outcomes is so helpful, because it opens you up to growing so much more than saying, well, our sex has to lead to orgasms. If it doesn't, we didn't succeed. No, your sex is about presence and pleasure and playfulness and curiosity and communication, and so much more than who can get off, who can get off is that's pretty easy. The rest of it is where you get depth and where you get so much more to life than you imagined. And I'm so grateful.
Thank you for choosing to listen to The Pleasure Zone with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelinic. We'll return next Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. We hope you'll join us. Until then, have the best week of your life by choosing to be turned on and tuned.